Beloved ones, are you aware that God's Word says you do not need man to teach you? Do you know some people have taken that out of context and thought, I don't need to go to church, I don't need to listen to any preachers, any ministers, because God's Word says I don't need man to teach you. Let me give you the Rhema insight about that. For the letter kills, but liberty, understanding brings life. Just like many years ago, I started to weep in my young walk with God because I was going through a very trying time, and I read the word that says that if you faint in well-doing, your strength is small. And here I was thinking I was quite strong in the Lord. And then the Lord, that's a letter of the word. But then the Lord gave me the revelation of the word. What it meant was if I give up, well, I wasn't giving up. I was going through a trying time, but I wasn't giving up. And so let the spirit of the word speak to you. 1 John 2:27. The anointing which you receive from God abides in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, is true, is no lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Now this is speaking of the Holy Spirit, the anointing teaching you. So again, I go back to what it says, you do not need man to teach you. Well, beloved one, God help us that mankind will never be teaching us. But the Holy Spirit, this is the revelation, the Holy Spirit teaches us through God's anointed ministers. The Holy Spirit is speaking, I believe, to you through my words this day. So mankind is not our ultimate teacher, no way. The Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit through God's anointed servants will teach. I believe that with all my heart. And I'm excited as these months roll by in my more senior years, for Titus 1 verse 3 says, in due season, the Lord manifests his word through preaching. And I believe he spoke clearly to my heart. He's doing that these days in a deeper way than ever before. So I know his word will take root in your heart and bear fruit. For indeed, the Holy Spirit is to teach us. He teaches us to love, 1 Thessalonians 4:9, agape love, unconditional love. So we'll love the people even that aren't nice to us with God's love. He teaches us what to say, how to speak correctly, 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. And the Holy Spirit, described in the Amplified Version, John 14:26, is so precious. It says, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate. He advocates for us. The Strengthener, the Standby. This is the Holy Spirit who teaches us, but he does teach us through people and through his word, mostly through his word. Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance what the Lord has said to us, John 14:26. So you be sure that you go to a ministry that really preaches the word of God. And if you live in Greater Vancouver area, we'd love to see you some Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Lions Hall. And the contact information will be at the end of this broadcast. I would love to meet you personally. Oh, people out in Radioland, come around and visit and let us get to know each other as it pleases the Lord's heart, led by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.